what's going on? You're tuning in to Time to Talk Podcast. Of course, you know that this is Francesca. And oh my God, I have missed you guys so much. Anyway, guys, like I always say before in my podcast shows, if you have a shout out or whatever the case may be, you can always link up with me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Oh my God, guys, what is going on, everybody? I want to talk to you guys today about a situation that happened to me. I do a little side job from time to time. Basically, it's called Instacart. Instacart is so cool, everybody. I'm glad that they have this, you know, app where you can deliver groceries, you know, to people that need it. Sometimes you don't have transportation, or, you know, you're sick and you can't get out to get to the grocery store and get the stuff that you need. Anyway, they're giving people opportunity. It's sort of like Uber and Lyft, and you have all these other types of apps. For a brief example, DoorDash, Postmates, you know, Uber Eats, and of course, you know, you have the transportation, Uber and Lyft. Well, it's giving these people like opportunities to work and, you know, try to build a little income in your house, you know, whatever the case may be, for the tough times that you have. You see what I'm saying? But anyway, to make a long story short, you know, I was doing my Instacart like grocery deliveries. I was like basically working, and I've been at it now. I just, like, to be honest with you, I started like about a month ago. You know, first off, I just wanted to see how it goes and what it do. You know, is this real, or, you know, is this fake? Because, you know, you have a lot of people like doing scam nowadays or whatever the case may be. So I gave it a try one day when I was going back to my hometown, Raleigh, North Carolina, and, you know, it actually works. And I was like, wow. You know what I'm saying? I made a pretty good amount of money, you know, but, you know, it's a lot of ins and it's a lot of odds to it, you know. You know, you have some ups and, you know, you have some downs when it comes to Instacart or whatever. So I tried the Instacart and I tried the Postmates. I really wasn't fond of the Postmates because of the simple fact, really, if you do like Postmates, it really doesn't benefit as much as, you know, to be honest with you, Instacart does. I mean, Instacart basically gives you opportunities or whatnot. And so I've been doing it for like approximately a month now. And, you know, I really kind of enjoy it, and I work too. But yesterday, you know, I did a couple, you know, with Instagram or whatever the case may be. Yesterday, I was basically, how can I put this? I was doing my Instacarts and everything, and, you know, I called my, fiance, and, you know, I was telling him, I was like, look, do you need anything? You know, I was being nice or whatnot. He started getting mad or whatnot. And I was like, I was saying to myself, like, what in the world is like wrong with him? You know, like, what the hell? You know, what's wrong with him? Why is he, you know, tripping and stuff? And so basically, you know, he was tripping and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, you know, I was like, I don't know what for, you know, why is he tripping? And so, you know, it really bothered me because I'm actually in like several groups, you know, as far as when it comes to the Instacart. And so I was basically upset. My feelings was hurt because, like, for number one, he was fussing at me, you know, and I was like, number two, I was like, I don't understand. Like, basically, I'm doing positive things. You know, I'm out here, like, delivering groceries. I'm not harming anybody, you know, or whatnot. And basically, he told me that Instacart is not benefiting me. I'm robbing Peter to pay Paul. It hurts so bad. You know, it really hurt what he said. And so, basically, what he was telling me that it was going to put wear and tear on my car. At the end of the day, you know, I was hurt, you know, and I had a lot of comments or whatnot, you know, that was said about the situation. One comment was, you know, they was like, he's right, you know, they were like basically agreeing with him, you know, he's right, you know, and at the end of the day, I mean, you know, he's right, I'm right, you know, because basically, you know, I'm trying to do positive things. And one person basically said, you know, big shout out to Shepherd, you know, basically she was stating, I went through the same thing with mine. He's always been my beneficial save the day person. He was in his feelings and not supportive of me. Once I explained to him that having ability to support myself financially gives him the opportunity to basically work and work on his financial goals without adding pressure of mine. And basically it's like, you know, I totally agree with her because, you know, a woman sometimes don't want to basically ask a man for, you know, stuff and everything because, you know, that's just how some women are. You know, basically you're gonna have your downfalls, you know, where you're gonna basically need a little help, but sometimes you want to do it on your own. And basically she said, we now have more than we have before, so even with the additional wear and tear on my now paid for a car, we can afford the new family car we want. I had to make him understand it. It's time for me to pour into him more. So I totally agree with Shepherd on that when it, you know, comes to that. And Graf stated, it depends on the batches you accept. If you accept the ones that pay less than $1 per mile driven, he's right. But if you choosy and only accept prodigal ones, he's wrong. I can make it prodigal for me. And basically, like, in Instacart, I don't pick in everything, you know. You know, I only do like the Wake Forest area and the Raleigh, you know, areas. But lately, I think it was yesterday, I did, well, no, matter of fact, it was Saturday, I did Apex area and Cary's area. So, I mean, you know, it all basically depends, you know, like, and Graf's basically right. Because the batches that you accept, you can't really accept everything, you know. Because the other day when I did Instacart, they had a batch all the way in Chapel Hill. Like, people just don't know. You have people that's like basically doing Instacart that's like coming from Fayetteville, North Carolina. You have them coming some like in Virginia. You know, you have them coming basically all over. You know, it all depends. And Hawk stated, are you setting aside money for taxes? How about commercial car insurance, health insurance, extra vehicle maintenance? What is your plan if you get injured on the job? If you don't have all those things covered, then he's right. Wrong again, Hawks. Actually, I have another job right now. And also, I have other types of income. I'm not gonna discuss that, you know what I'm saying? So I'm pretty much okay. I was just doing Instacart basically first to check it out or whatever the case may be. But other than that, I'm good. Okay. Ward stated, basically, all that money you're making the positive way doesn't have taxes taken out, and all those extra miles you're driving just to get you closer to your next oil change, new set of tires, brake pads, front end alignment, etc. Don't forget all those extra tank of gas you're buying to be able to drive all those extra miles. That $100 you made in 6 hours on Sunday just turned into $50 after taxes. So, you know, everybody's like stated to their own opinion, you know. And one girl basically stated, all are y'all trying to talk her into quitting so you can get more batches? You know, that was funny. Big shout outs to Fullwood. Matter of fact, Letitia, you know. And Mason stated, it is the truth. The way Instacart was when my husband and I did it, pay far better. If one isn't careful on what you accept, you're paying IC to be able to work. So everybody's like basically entitled to their own opinion. And, you know, I'm gonna be honest with you. I was really sad, you know, because the way basically he came down on me, you know, I could be somewhere out like, you know, partying, but not or whatnot. But I'm not doing that. You know, I'm trying to do like positive things. And so maybe I took it the wrong way, or maybe I didn't, you know, whatever the case may be. But I mean, you know, as far as me doing Instacart or whatnot, I mean, like, I enjoy some of it. You know, how do you guys feel about Instacart? You know, to all my Instacart listeners out there, basically, to all my Instacart listeners from all over the world, even Raleigh and Durham area, how do you feel about, you know, Instacart? What does it benefit you? You know, I'm always entitled to your opinions and what you have to say. You can always link up with me basically on timetotalkfm@gmail.com if you want to state your opinion, you know, whatever the case may be. As far as it is to me, I felt like it benefited me a little, you know. And, you know, I really don't want to like put wear and tear on my car, you know what I'm saying? But like, I'm like right now in the process, I'm like thinking it over. But like, as far as Instacart, I think it's a wonderful, brilliant idea what they are basically doing as far as like delivering groceries, because you have some elderly people that just can't get out. So I think they're doing a wonderful job at that. You know, I'm not going to take that from them or any type of way, you know, any kind of source. But anyway, guys, we got to go to a commercial. So guys, stay tuned, and you're tuning in to Time to Talk, and we will be right back. You're tuning in the Time to Talk podcast. This is Francesca, and we were talking about before the break Instacart and what happened to me. Well, actually, last night when I got fussed out by my fiance. Basically, he was just saying like it's putting wear and tear on my car. And, you know, I did, you know, post it in the Raleigh Durham Instacart, you know, and I was quite sad, you know, and I read a couple comments or whatever. And I also posted in Instacart, actually, you know, that I was feeling, you know, kind of sad right now or whatever the case may be. And a lot of people, you know, they felt my pain. You know, they really felt my pain. And a lot of people basically were saying that he is right. You know, I mean, it's every side to a, you know, story, whatever the case may be. So yeah, I was like, oh my God, you know. And I got a lot of response and everything. And, you know, I'm actually, you know, enjoying these Instacart groups because you learn a lot, you know. And basically, matter of fact, I got a story to tell. When I was doing Instacart at one of these stores, and one of the employees approached me, you know, I'm not going to put their names out there, you know. Basically, they was asking me, they was like, you're with Instacart, right? And I was basically like, yeah, I'm with Instacart. And they were like saying, well, I heard, so I don't know if this is true, but can somebody like let me know about that? Because that's not what I, you know, was taught to do. But basically she was like, yeah, when people cancel, you get to keep the groceries. I never heard of that before in my life. I was always taught that if they cancel the groceries or whatever the case may be, when they cancel, you're supposed to bring it back. I don't know. Can somebody let me know that? Can somebody hit me up on my email and let me know what's going on with that? If you want to hit me up, you can always link up with me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Or you can just, you know, go under my page under Facebook, go like, you know, let me know what's going on, you know, whatever the case may be. But yeah, I was like, that's crazy when she sat up there and told me that, you know what I'm saying? I was like, well, damn. I was like, I never heard of that. And, you know, I thought that was just crazy, you know, that was just crazy to me. And so I was like, that is, I never heard of that. I don't, you know, I never heard of that, you know, I never heard of that. And someone asked on under the Instacart group, Lemon stated it's Instacart operating on Thursday. FYI, yes, Instacart is operating Thanksgiving on Thursday. They are actually doing like short hours, basically from like 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. So if y'all, just in case, want to make some money on the side with Instacart or whatever the case may be, they are operating from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Thanksgiving. Yes, I was like, that is so crazy when she said that to me. I was like, what in the world? Are you serious? You know, like, I never heard of it. I never heard of it before in my life, in God's creation, you know, whatever the case may be. So I was like, I want to send a special shout out to Javaris Venable. He's in the Instacart Raleigh Durham area. So I want to send a special shout out to him. He basically, you know, stated yesterday Equana Epps from the Raleigh Durham Instacart Shopper Lounge in the Facebook group stated actually yesterday Instacart, she basically said today is trash. And yesterday it was kind of trash, I'm gonna be honest with you, because like because I did my shift from like 12 to 4. So as it began, I was like, for about almost an hour, I was like, well, damn, where are the people at, or whatever the case may be? And I was like, that is like so crazy or whatnot. And it was just trippy because at the end of the day, I was like, well, dang, where is everybody at with the delivery? So basically, you know, I thank God that, you know, I have a sister that stays in Raleigh and, you know, she basically is like in the zoning area because I'm from out of town. So I had to go to my sister's house anyway. And so I was just driving, and then all of a sudden it just popped up like bling, bling, and you know, and I was like, well, dang, you know, sometimes you have to drive around, sometimes you don't. And she basically said that today is trash. And Javaris Venable stated, yep. And then more people like, totally. And then I put, hell yeah, I only did 4. And Shepherd stated it could have been better. 6 batches, 124 plus 30 cash tip and 5 bump. So actually yesterday, Sunday was like, it was pretty trashy. But Saturday, I mean, like, it was booming because I went to the Costco's in Apex. Y'all don't understand. It approximately took me 15 minutes to park. I only had a batch for at Costco's, only had a batch for 3 items. And it approximately took me 15 freaking minutes to park. I'm like, this is unbelievable. You know, I was like, wow. And this is my first time like going down the Apex to the Costco's, because down that way, because I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina, and down that way, it's like, it was nothing but woods, okay? Because I used to work down that area. Matter of fact, I used to work at the Walmart neighborhood market on the corner of High House or whatever the case may be. And like all that stuff back there were woods, but they are adding on to Apex like there is no tomorrow. I mean, like when I came down there, like Raleigh, North Carolina is like totally different, okay? From when I was living there, because when I turned around, I go like, hey, this wasn't there, or that wasn't there, like, what the hell? So I want to send a big shout out to Javaris Venable. Like, he is so, he is so funny. He is really funny, you know, and I was like, wow. And then on top of that, what like really aggravates me is that, like when you have a delivery, you know, that's why you have to be careful. To those who don't know, you can't pick in at everything, you know, because one day, I came down, I had a batch at Wegmans off Wake Forest Road, or whatever the case may be. I had a batch, and you know, I did the batch. I was like, okay, this is not bad. Do you know that trip was in Durham? I had to go deliver them groceries in like Durham, and I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, they don't have a Wegmans down there. So apparently they don't have a Wegmans in Durham. And so, like, y'all need to get on y'all shit, Durham, North Carolina. For real, like, get a Wegmans, because, like, you from Wake Forest, from Raleigh, I mean, you know, you're driving on the Beltline, that's cool. But that's, like, almost, like, a 30, 40-minute drive. And I'm like, okay, why would you, you know, but that's on another, that's on another level when it comes to Instacart, you know. And on top of that, like the distance and the location, like guys, you really have to pay attention to those, you know. You really have to really, really, really pay attention to them. And so at the end of the day, so yeah, it's a lot, but yes, Sunday it really sucked. I'm gonna be honest with you, I went on ahead. I mean, I didn't want to, but I have another job. I was gonna work on Monday, you know, but I just couldn't do it because I have to come all the way there, then all the way back home to get ready for work. And I just wasn't up to it, you know. And I've been doing it for almost like 3 weeks straight, so yeah, I'm going to take a teeny tiny break. Not all the way a break, a teeny tiny break. Anyway, guys, you're tuning in to Time to Talk. Stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. You're tuning in to Time to Talk podcast. Of course, you know that this is Francesca, and we're doing a show today on Instacart. Oh my God. And if you have a shout out or whatever the case may be, you can always link up with me at Time to Talk podcast. Wow. And I'm also on Twitter, guys. Did y'all know that Instacart delivers alcohol? I was like, that is crazy. You know, I know in New York or whatever that they used to deliver alcohol, whatever the case may be. And I think that is good, that that prevents the people from driving drunk or whatever. So big kudos to Instacart on that. Just to let y'all know, just in case that nobody didn't or whatever the case may be, in order to deliver alcohol, guys, you have to take the class. You know, if you don't take the class, you do not get to deliver alcohol. So if you want to go on YouTube and look at the lesson and take the quiz or whatever, you know, you can, or whatnot, you know, of course that's in your Instacart shoppers app. So guys, y'all might want to take consideration of that, because they said that it's more money when you deliver alcohol. I actually, basically y'all, I did my first one. I was kind of scared because I was looking at the YouTube videos. I was like, what if I get in a situation like this? What do you do? I mean, like, to all my people, all my Instacart shopper listeners, how do you feel about the, you know, the alcohol thing when you deliver it? Because in a situation like that, like, as far as me, I'm in a way, sometimes I do be scared, because, like, what if the person's drunk? The person's drunk, like, you can't give them the alcohol. Or if they don't have their ID, and you go like, well, I can't give it to you unless it's an ID or whatever. And I feel like some of the customers might flip one day. And so that's what, like, really scares me when it comes to the alcohol situation, because, like, that really scares me. You know, how do you guys feel? I mean, you know, how would y'all, because me, as far as me, some situations I'd be scared, you know, because, you know, I always prepare myself for the impaired. I don't know about y'all, but yeah, that's what I do. So at the end of the day, I be very skeptical, you know, as far as, like, when it comes to the, you know, alcohol situation, you know what I'm saying? Because that really scares me. Like I said before, if you have any questions or concerns or whatever the case may be, just link up with me. You know, I can't believe, guys, that I'm on my third season. Yes. And I mean, I'm just, like, so excited. And I'm looking up here on Facebook. Oh my God. And you know what? That is so true, guys. A man credits job as an Instacart shopper with helping him lose nearly 300 pounds. The other day, matter of fact, I'm going to be honest with you. The other day, you know, because I'm kind of a big person, and you got to be worked out, lifting them groceries, carrying them to people's house or whatever the case may be, you know. And one day, actually, this was Sunday. Like I said before, I went to Sam's Club, and I had delivered some groceries. It was a lot of it, and it was a deep hill. You know, they didn't come out and help or whatever the case may be. So I went up that hill back and forth, you know, because I didn't want to go up that hill and park, because from what, you know, I heard, that if you park on a hill, it messes up your transmission. So, you know, I stayed at the bottom. I delivered the groceries and I took every single last one of them up. It was a workout, but, you know, I got my workout on, I'm telling you. And I did lose a couple pounds for, you know, delivering them groceries, lifting them up, walking around, stuff like that. So Instacart, I mean, it does benefit in some way. You're getting paid while losing weight. That's good in my book, you know. So big kudos on that to that guy that's like credit job as Instacart and it's helping him lose 300 pounds. And from what I see, he looks a hell of a lot better. Yes. Oh my God. But yeah, ever since I became an Instacart shopper, guys, I have been to Wegmans. I have been to Publix. I have been to CVS. I didn't even know that Instacart deals with CVS. CVS, Wegmans, Publix, Sprouts, the Fresh Market, and of course, last but not least, I've been to Food Lion. The Food Lion one, oh, is what gets me. It really does. I don't know about y'all, but every time when I go into Food Lion, I mean, Food Lion has different like sets, like different like arrangements and everything. Every Food Lion, guys, is like very different. I don't know about how y'all feel about it, but sometimes, you know, things don't be in the right place. I don't know if y'all, to all my Instacart shopper listeners out there, or whatever the case may be, I don't know if y'all agree with me, but every store in Food Lion is set different. It was some type of rice. Matter of fact, it was like, I think the near end, the Asian rice or whatnot. And I went to the rice section and it wasn't there. So, you know, I was like, what in the world? So I was going around like, you know what? You know, you got to make common sense with common sense. So, you know, I went to the international section and it was there. Like some of the pasta stuff, you know, some of the pasta stuff be in the produce section, you know, because it's part of the deli and, you know, some of the dips, you know, the salsa dips, it like be in some, be in the chip aisle, you know, like the medium mild salsa, whatever, but the peach mango salsa, it be in the international aisle with the, you know, the flour tortillas and the taco stuff. And, just like the, some of the tortillas, they don't be in the international section. They be in the bread section. I'm like, wow. Like, so every Food Lion is different. Publix, I love Publix. You know, it's very convenient because when you go on your app or whatever the case may be, like when you go on your app, basically, you know, it tells you what aisle it's on, you know, and that's really cool, you know, so that gives you time, like, hey, this is on this aisle, so I'll go to that aisle. So it's very time convenient. With the Publix, when you go shopping in Publix. Wegmans, they started doing now. They just put it on. But at first, oh my God, guys. I don't know how y'all feel about Wegmans right now in Raleigh, North Carolina, off of Wake Forest Road. But I kid you not. I got to do a moment of silence with this one. Num Yo Ho Rain Gay Cure. That's the way I feel about Wegmans, because every time I go in Wegmans, it is so freaking packed, okay? It is packed, especially on Saturdays. And then last but not least, it's the holiday. So I don't know what the hell is going on in there. And I don't want to know, but Wegmans is like packed constantly from like, it's hard to get through. You know, it's hard to get through. It's hard not to get through sometimes. It's on certain days that you go. It's on certain days that you go. You know, I like when I have deliveries for Wetmans because it always be prepared every time I go there and do my delivery. And the people that's the in shoppers at Instacart, and especially in Wetmans, they are so, so sweet. Sweet ladies, like brilliant, like very pleasant, you know, make me feel comfortable, you know. But one time, you know, I think it was the second week that I started Instacart. I had to bring my kids with me because we just left the fair. Yeah, we just left the fair. And I had to bring my kids with me. You know, I got a batch that day and it was at Wetmans. So, you know, I did the delivery. And matter of fact, and where I delivered to, it was closer for me, like, to basically just go home, drop off the groceries and, you know, then just go home or whatever the case may be. But to make a long story short, I had to bring my kids with me. My little girls, they are basically 17 and 15. So they're big girls. And so I went into Wetmans, you know, they sat right there. They really didn't, you know, bother anybody. They came in there while I did my delivery. And so one of the people said to me, "You can't have your kids in here." My kids are big girls. I'm talking about they look like practically like adults. And I was like, okay, you know, there was like, I don't know who it is, but somebody reporting it and stuff like that. And I was like, okay. So they went to the car. So just in case y'all don't know, like, it's like people going around, like basically reporting other people that have their kids with them. So it's best not to bring your kids or whatever the case may be, because, you know, it's a lot of haters out there, you know. And so, and then another guy told me that was dealing with Instacart, you know. And I was like, well, dang. I was like, okay, you know. And he was like, it's haters. They always, you know, doing stuff to deactivate your app. So he was like, but I fight it for mine, you know, because some stuff is not right. And so I didn't know that if you do stuff and people report you and this, that, and the third, that they'll deactivate your app or whatever the case may be. So I was like, wow, that's crazy. I mean, like, you learn new stuff every day on Instacart when it comes to Instacart or whatever the case may be. And to let you guys know that each time when you go in Aldi's, I mean, just in case your phone acts stupid or your data or whatever the case may be, Aldi's has Wi-Fi now. So just to let you guys know the updates on that and what's going on. And, you know, and when I shop at Aldi's, it's easy for me because everything is like right there. I don't have to go looking. So it's very easy. It's very convenient. But the problem that I have is with Food Lion. Guys, to all my Food Lion workers out there, y'all need to do something about that for real. And I mean, you know, as far as my Instacart and everything, I've been doing pretty good, you know. You know, I haven't got no complaints, no incidents or whatever the case may be. I'm having a little trouble with my speeding, but I mean, that's normal. I mean, you can't be everywhere at one time. You know, you can't speed shop, you know. I scan my products and whatever. I do it by the book because, you know, I take it very seriously. You know, I take it very seriously. Wow. And I mean, I just, on Facebook, I go to the Instacart thing and they got like recipes and everything. So I just, I mean, I like it. I enjoy it, you know, whatever the case may be. So, and then I'm in a group, Instacart Shoppers USA. So
I like all the people that, like, you know, everything, you learn new every day. You know, it's just crazy. It's just really crazy. You know, and I mean, I'm very skeptical about, you know, Postmates, because every time I did Postmates, and, you know, that's why I stopped doing it. I went to this house. I went all the way to Bojangles, and then I went to the house, and then the people wasn't there. So I'm like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? And I just stopped because I felt like that was not safe. It was not safe. Yeah. And everybody say that DoorDash is pretty good too. Yeah. They say that, you know. But just keep in mind, guys, you know, make sure you have your bags, because people be looking at that too, you know. And, you know, I mean, I met a lot of friendly people, you know, like shopping, and they're doing Instacart too. You know, you have your mean ones, and you have your nice people that you, you know, see from Instacart, and you have your bad people. And I mean, it's what you make it, you know. I enjoy doing it. Yeah, I really enjoy doing it. I really do. But anyway, guys, it's about time for me to go. And, you know, I'm signing off. And, of course, guys, if you have any questions or concerns or whatever the case may be, you can always link up with me. I'm going to be doing Instacart, you know, basically periodically on my podcast. If you have any questions or concerns, or you want to hit me up, you know, you can always hit me up at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can also follow me on Twitter at timetotalkfm1. And of course, guys, I'm also on Facebook under Let's Talk. Guys, oh, and Instagram too. Guys, it's been a pleasure, and you know, you're tuning in to Time to Talk podcast, and you guys have a safe and wonderful holiday. I mean, you know, I want to send this out to everybody, whatever the case is. Don't drink and drive. It is Thanksgiving. Enjoy with your family, your friends, or whoever, your significant other. Just don't drink and drive. If you want to drink, stay home, have your little music or whatever. Please don't get on that road, because it is, I'm telling you, I mean, tomorrow is not promised to anybody. So this is Francesca, and I'm signing off, and you're tuning in to Time to Talk, and later.